Putting that matter aside, and an easy segue to, I think we have Tony Lea of Unifor, a worker at the GM plant in Oshawa, which is destined to be closed, we're told, in December of this year. Are you there, Tony?
Hi, I am, Phil.
Tony, you've had some dramatic developments. Your union's fighting back, and your local has done a lot already. And you got a lot of headlines in the last few days because a rather celebrated public figure and celebrity, Sting, who's performing actually right now in the city, has brought, I guess, part of his show to Oshawa. It's called The Last Ship. You were in the plant, I believe, when he performed in Oshawa, but you also have gone to see the production. So we need to know what you made of that.
Right. Because of the theme of the play, Sting offered to come to Oshawa in solidarity with the battle that workers at GM are fighting against the closure of our plant. And it was an excellent performance, and I really wanted to see the full play. And it blew me away. I had high expectations, and they were all exceeded. It was an incredible production. The music is great. The performances were wonderful. Even the set was really spectacular. But what really made it is the depiction of working people. The idea that people know themselves, understand themselves through their work. It was a shipbuilding town, a shipyard town that's described, a real town where Sting grew up. And they, in the play, are facing the closure of the shipyard the same way that we're facing the closure of our plant in Oshawa. And so the play covers how they deal with that, their desire to fight, differences of opinion, all of the human drama that goes with that. And by the end of the play, the whole performance to me was incredibly uplifting. Mm-hmm. And I guess I should say, spoiler alert, I guess some people don't like to know how things end. but I have to tell you that at the end of this performance, when the audience is identifying so much with the struggles that these workers are going through, it's amazing when they finally decide that they are not going to accept what they're being told. The character that Sting plays says, we cannot, they tell us, we cannot oppose the implacable will of the marketplace, that we are expendable. Mm. And he says, I do not consent. And we'll take back the shipyard or we'll end up in jail. Mm-hmm. And the workers are inspired to occupy the shipyard. They make reference to Jimmy Reed on the Clyde, who in 1971, the workers there fought against the closure of that shipyard and had a work-in where they basically occupied the shipyard and continued to build ships for 18 months and forced the UK government to back down. So they make reference to victories like that in the past. They say it has happened. Mm-hmm. It is happening. It will happen. And they talk, there's reference to workers in other countries that have occupied abandoned plants to keep them functioning. Mm-hmm. And at the end, that's what the workers in this play do. They barricade themselves in the plant. Mm-hmm. When there's a threat of police attack and violence, the women of the town in their thousands come down and stand in front of the barricades to protect that occupation mm-hmm. while the workers complete the ship. Wow. And then they decide to take the ship and sail it out to sea. So it's somewhat metaphorical, but an incredible performance.
Well, it isn't that a remarkable cultural story that here is Sting from Newcastle, isn't it, who
yep.
Has had a career and never forgotten where he's from and never forgotten what he saw with his own eyes, much of this, and to be able to stand on a stage in Oshawa with on his own volition to make sure that the GM workers Oshawa hear his message. It must be for him a spiritually kind of important moment, because he's still saying that we're not going to be beaten, right? You're not going to dictate to us.
That's exactly right, and that is why he made the play, and he says it's relevant today, and it's happening all over the world, and that this is the answer, that workers have to rely on their solidarity. One of the lines in the song is, we have nout else, and then the women say, but our solidarity.
Mm-hmm. Now, and again, this is Tony Lear. He's with Unifor, and he's at the Oshawa GM plant. And it is according to GM, going to be closed in December, and there is resistance to that, widespread. And, of course, there are plants in the United States. And, Tony, you've talked about the history of your union and history of auto workers and this business of going into plants. That's how the union was born, right?
As a matter of fact, I'm just about to start a commemoration of the Great Flint Sit-Down Strike, and we have members of our union and other unions in Oshawa taking part in a commemoration event tonight, because that is how industrial unionism started in North America, through an occupation of key GM facilities in Flint, Michigan, and the main plant they occupied for 44 days. Until GM was forced to recognize the union.
That's by the way, I hope you sometimes record these things or write about them. Your views on things can be read at Solonet, right?
Yes, that's one place.
Solonet.net?
Solonet.ca.
.ca.
Yes.
Glad I got that. .ca. And, well, and of course, just the last point, there are some great organizations, rank and file groups. Could you name them, and people could follow?
Sure. One of the things that has been great that's developed in the last short time is that we've made contact with the Auto Workers Caravan, which is UAW rank and file members in Detroit and other parts of the U.S., mm-hmm. And also the Democratic Socialists of America, and we had an amazing rally that they organized in Detroit back in January. So we really are trying to rebuild that sense of international solidarity and joint action against the corporations that we're fighting, like GM. Wow. We have been in contact with GM workers in Brazil and Colombia as well, and we need to be in touch with the workers in Mexico who are striking and winning victories.
Good. Well, Tony Lear, more power to you. We're glad to get the report. Thank you.
Thank you.
Taylor Report, CIT 89.5 FM. I think we have a little taste of Sting before we go.